ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாபியாம் நமஹ. விவேக சூடாமணி, ஸ்லோகா 546. ஸ்தூலாதி சம்பந்தவதோபிமானினஹ சுகஞ்ச துக்கஞ்ச சுபாசுபேச்ச வித்வஸ்தபந்தஸ்ய சதாத்மனோ முனேஹே குதஶுபம் வாப்யசுபம் பலம் வா. So here Shankaracharya, he presents a Chandogya Upanishad mantra. ஷரீர அபிமானகா சம்சார காரணம், ஷரீர அபிமான தியாகா மோக்ஷ காரணம். சாந்தோக்கிய உபனிஷத் 8th சாப்டர். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஹீ சேஸ் ஷரீர அபிமானம் இஸ் சம்சார காரணம். அண்ட் ரிமெம்பர் ஆல் தி ரிலேஷன்ஷிப்ஸ் ஆர் ஓன்லி பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் ஷரீர அபிமான. வி ஹவ் கான் த்ரூ ஆல் தட் ஐடென்டிஃபிகேஷன் வித் த பாடி கிவ்ஸ் ரைஸ் டு சோ மச் ஆஃப் ரிலேஷன்ஷிப்ஸ். Moment I identify with the body, I will become an individual male or female, young, old. And once I have got ahankara in the body, then through the body, the parents come. Mama pita, mata, swata, bhrata, putra, mama putri, all that. So, has atma, does it have any husband or any wife or any of them? None. So, only through this body, sharira, all these relationships come. And once these primary relationships come, all the secondary relationships also, like the in-laws, mother-in-law, father-in-law, brother-in-law, all those things also come. So, samsara is like a banyan tree. It spreads as long as actually, when you identify with the body, as the Lord said, and the Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, adascha urdvancha prasuta tasya sakaha. So we are related to even the people in heaven because we are doing Shraddha, Tarpana, all that we do. That means what? Our relationships, they are not only in the Bhuloka, in this earth, Adascha, Urdvancha, in heavens and other worlds also. Therefore, Sharira Abhimana, that leads to all Sambandha. And all Sambandha, they lead to Samsara. That is why in Vedanta, Shankaracharya, you know, he calls the Sharira Adhyasa as the primary Adhyasa and all others are secondary Adhyasa only. And he says, as long as this is there, you can never get out of worries. Therefore, Stula Adi Sambandhatvata. For a person who has got Sambandha, Sambandha means Abhimana. So for this, Stula Adi Sambandha. In technical language, we call it adhyasaha. With what? With sthulam. Sthulam means sthula shariram. Adi. Adi means sukshma shariram and karana shariram also included. So, sharira traya abhimana. Association with the three bodies. Abhimanaha. The one who has got strong abhimanam. Functional abhimana is accepted. Because Vedanta, because we have to, you know, whenever, you know, that's why when we feel hungry, thirsty and all, you know, it cannot be avoided. So, it is a functional abhimana with the body. One who has got a tivra abhimana, sukham cha dukkham cha, he can never avoid good news and bad news. They will all come in mixtures. Either you should be prepared to take both good and bad news, or you should be prepared to give up both good and bad. But what's our problem? We want only good news all the time. We do not want bad news at all. And Vedanta says, this is not possible. It is like asking for a coin which has only one side. That is not possible. Therefore, Vedanta says, either accept both or reject both. You require self-knowledge, jnanam, either to accept both or reject both. Therefore, he says, sukhancha, dukkancha. And not only that, subhashubecha, mangala karma, for example, like a child birth. A child is born, everybody is happy, it will be there. So also death in a family, that also cannot be avoided. Whereas a sannyasi does not have both. ఈవన్ ఇఫ్ హిస్ పూర్వాశ్రమ మదర్ డైస్ హీ డస్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ కర్మ ఆర్ వాట్ యు కాల్ ఇస్ ఆల్ దిస్ శౌచం అసౌ ఆల్ దిస్ యూ నో సూతకం అండ్ ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ హీ డస్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ ఆఫ్ దోస్ బట్ ఇఫ్ ఐ చూస్ టు బీ ఎ వర్ల్డ్లీ పర్సన్ శుభం అండ్ అశుభం బోత్ విల్ కమ్ కెనాట్ బి అవాయిడెడ్ వేర్ యాజ్ విధ్వస్త బంధస్య వన్ హూ హాస్ గివన్ అప్ శరీర అభిమాన అండ్ దర్ ఫోర్ సర్వసంగ పరిత్యాగ ఐ హ్యావ్ నో రిలేషన్షిప్ అట్ ఆల్ సర్వసంగ ఆల్ రిలేషన్షిప్ పరిత్యాగ హీ హాస్ గివన్ అప్ ఆల్ దమ్ ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ హీ హాస్ నో రిలేషన్షిప్ ఈవన్ విత్ గాడ్ రిమెంబర్ ఈవన్ ఈశ్వర సంబంధ ఈస్ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ శరీర అభిమాన ఓన్లీ దర్ ఫోర్ ఈవన్ ఈశ్వర సంబంధ ఈస్ నాట్ దేర్ ఫార్ సచ్ ఎ జ్ఞాని వాట్ ఇస్ ద వేర్ ఇస్ ద క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ హస్బెండ్ అండ్ వైఫ్ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్ అండ్ వాట్ అబౌట్ గురు నా గురోర్నైవ శిష్య సో శంకరాచార్య సేస్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఇన్ దశ శ్లోకి అనదర్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ శ్లోక న శాస్త న శాస్త్రం న శిష్యో న శిక్ష నత్వం న చాహం న చాయం న ప్రపంచ స్వరూపావబోధో వికల్పా సహిష్ణు తదేకో వశిష్ట శివ కేవలోహం దర్ఫోర్ దిస్ విధ్వస్త బంధస్య వన్ హూ హాస్ డ్రాప్డ్ ఆల్ ది అభిమాన ద వన్ హూ హాస్ బికమ్ సర్వసంగ పరిత్యాగి సదాత్మన అండ్ దర్ఫోర్ హీఈస్ ఎవర్ సత్ ఆత్మా ఓన్లీ తత్ రూప ఆత్మ యాక్చువల్లీ తదాత్మ సదాత్మ సో తదాత్మన మునేహే ఫార్ సచ్ ఎ పర్సన్ హూ హాస్ గివన్ అప్ ఆల్ ది అభిమాన ఆల్ ది ఐడెంటిఫికేషన్ అసోసియేషన్ ఫార్ అభిమాన చేంజ్ వీ నీడ్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ టు చేంజ్ ది ఆశ్రమ అభిమాన త్యాగ క్యాన్ బి దేర్ ఫార్ అ గ్రహస్థ ఆల్సో దట్ ఇస్ వై జనక వాస్ కాల్డ్ విదేహ ఈవన్ దో హీ వాస్ లివింగ్ ఇన్ ద కంట్రీ హీ హ్యాడ్ హిస్ ఓన్ ఫ్యామిలీ చిల్డ్రన్ ఆల్ దాట్ ఫార్ అభిమాన త్యాగ ఈస్ నాట్ ఫిజికల్ రెనన్సియేషన్ బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అ మెంటల్ రెనన్సియేషన్ ఫార్ విధ్వస్త బంధస్య ఫార్ అ పర్సన్ హూ హాస్ బికమ్ అన్ ఇన్నర్ సర్వసంగ పరిత్యాగి అండ్ హూ ఈస్ సదాత్మ హూ ఈస్ అ ముని కుతః శుభం వా అశుభం పీపుల్ మే డై ఇన్ ద ఫ్యామిలీ అండ్ పీపుల్ మే బి బాండ్ ఇన్ ద ఫ్యామిలీ హీ ఈస్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు బి internally affected. But he does not tell that outside though. When all others are crying, he also cries along with them. There is the question of sambandha, etc. You should be very careful because these are all secret things. Therefore, you do not even smile at those instances. You also cry along with them. Be a Roman when you are in Rome. So therefore, they identify for the sake of others. Just as, for example, when you play with the child, you identify with the child and you make all these baby talks also. Similarly, identify with the world and transact. It is not hypocrisy. That is called empathy. Empathy means what? Identifying with another ajnani and going through emotional situations also. So, a jnani, he empathizes. But he is not a hypocrite, but he empathizes with them. So, vidvastha bandhasya sadatmanoho munehe kutam va shubham va ashubham. So, phalam, ashubham phalam. Where is the question of mangalam or shubham or amangalam or ashubham? Karma vashate, people come together. Therefore, karma vashate, body comes because of karma, punya papa karma, prarabdha. And that is body is reduced to ashes at the end. It is a very big drama that is going on from beginningless time, not today or yesterday. And it will go on and on forever. Shloka 547.
Tamasa grastavadbhanat agrastopira virjanaihi grasta ityuchyate bhrantya యజ్ఞాత్వా వస్తు లక్షణం.
సో శంకరాచార్య మేక్స్ దిస్ వెరీ క్లియర్ త్రూ అన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్. హీ గివ్స్ అన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ హియర్ అట్ ద టైమ్ ఆఫ్ గ్రహణం, అట్ ద టైమ్ ఆఫ్ సోలార్ ఎక్లిప్స్ ఆర్ లూనార్ ఎక్లిప్స్, ది సన్ అండ్ మూన్ దే ఆర్ సపోజ్ టు బి అఫెక్టెడ్ ఆర్ యునో ఫిగరేటివ్లీ అకార్డింగ్ టు పురాణ స్టోరీస్ ఆర్ సపోజ్ టు బి స్వాలోడ్ బై రాహు. రాహుగ్రస్త దివాకరేందు సదృశ ఇన్ దక్షిణామూర్తి స్తోత్రం ఆచార్య సెడ్ రాహు ఈజ్ సపోజ్ టు గ్రాస్ప్ ఇట్. రాహు కాల్డ్ రాహు స్పర్శ. అండ్ వెన్ యూ సే రాహు ఈజ్ స్వాలోయింగ్ సన్ ఆర్ మూన్,
what exactly happens? That is the shadow of the earth falling on the moon. Therefore, it is tamasa grastaha. It is not Rahu catching, but the shadow of earth falling on moon. Or when the moon is in between earth and the sun, then it appears as though darkness has overpowered the sun, and therefore he says tamasa, darkness tamasa. Because of the obstacle called tamas of either the earth or the moon. So, grastavat bhranta, grastavat bhanat, grastavat bhanat, bhanu is sun. So, sun seems to be covered or swallowed. Even though, in fact, the sun is never covered. Grastavat. It appears as though it is swallowed. Sun never goes into darkness at all. Agrastaha api ravihi. Even though the sun is never touched by darkness. Agrastaha. At any time. Because there is such a distance between moon and the sun. And the moon can never touch or cover the sun at all. And the moon is much smaller also than the sun. So, it can never touch the sun, it can never cover the sun, but what people still think? Tamasa grastavate. Grasta ityuchyate janaihi. Janaihi, the unintelligent people. They said the sun is said to be covered, concealed by the moon. Why? Bhrantya. Because of delusion, their ignorance. This happens to only those who fall within the shadow of the moon. For others who can be compared to wise people, because they are not falling under the head of the moon, the other people may be compared to a wise people, sun continues to be ever bright. There is no darkness in the sun at all for those people. Similarly, vastu lakshanam ajnatva, without knowing, ajnatva, without knowing vastu lakshanam, the real nature of the thing, people get deluded. Here, vastu lakshanam means suryasya swarupa lakshanam ajnatva. Without knowing the real nature of the sun, suryasya swarupa lakshanam. Real nature of sun, people, they commit that mistake. In the same way, I, the Atma, am never under the grip of any punyam or papam. And therefore, I do not require any separation from punyam or papam because I am never under their grip. But still people think, I means here the jnani, but still people think we have to do a lot of this karma and that karma, prayaschitta karma, all for what? For getting rid of all the papams that have been sticking to me. It is all because of what? Not knowing my real nature. Then I can never be touched by punyam or papam. That is explained in the next verse here for a jnani. Shloka 548. Tadvad dehadi bandhebhyaha vimuktam brahma vittamam pashyanti dehivan mudaha sharira bhasa darshanam. In the same way, an ajnani, he considers that he has got sharira sambandha. And when he looks at a jnani, he considers jnani also having sharira sambandha. And that is why he says, now the jnani is a jivan muktaha. He is going to become videha muktaha after death. Videha muktaha means what? Bodiless person, no body. Videha means without body. So, after death, this is how ignorant people, they think. But a wise person, a jnani, he never thinks that videha mukti is going to come someday. Because in his vision, he is videha all the time. Therefore, the difference of jivan mukti and videha mukti is only in the vision of an ajnani. In the vision of a jnani, no difference of sadeha mukti, that is mukti with body, and videha mukti, mukti without body, jivan mukti and videha mukti. It is like looking at the movie screen, for example. An ignorant person says that when the movie is going on, the screen is impure. And when there is an interval and there is no movie, then he thinks the screen is pure. But a wise man says that the screen is ever pure, whether the movie is on or whether the movie is not on. Similarly, I, the Atma, am ever the Sambandha Rahitaha, without any association, whether the body is alive or dead. This the ignorant people do not know. Therefore, he says, Brahma Vittamaha, the wise person, he is Vimuktaha. He is really speaking, yeah, Videha Muktaha, without body. So, Deha Adi Bandebhyaha, all the shackles, Bandebhyaha, all the shackles in the form of Deha. Deha means here the Stula Shariram, Adi means Sukshma Shariram and Karna Shariram also. So, it also includes all the karmas, including the prarabdha karma, because through the body only you do so much of karma. So, we think Jivan Mukta has got prarabdha karma and he becomes free from prarabdha karma only at the time of death. That's what we all think. In the case of a jnani, prarabdha karma sambandha belongs to what? Belongs to the body only, not to atma. Therefore, he is ever vimuktaha. But such a jnani, Mudaha Pashyanti. When the ignorant people look at him, what do they say? Dehivan. As though he is Dehi. Dehi means Sharira Sambandhavan, the one who is associated with the body. And therefore enjoying Prarabdha Palam. All the things arising out of Prarabdha. Therefore, he also has to go through Sukham, Dukham. Therefore, the ignorant people, what do they think? Vai Sharira Abhasa Darshanat. Because of the continuity of the body, due to prarabdha, sharira abhasa means this mithya shariram. Mithya shariram, body is an anatma. So, but shariram is mithya only from the standpoint of a jnani. Ajnani looks upon shariram as satya vastu and shows sharira sambandha also as satyam. That's what an ajnani thinks. And that is why the two words are given here, jivan muktaha and Videha Muktaha. But from the Vedantic angle, this difference does not exist at all. Jivan Muktaha, Videha Muktaha are all from the Ajnani's point of view. From the Vedantic angle, no such difference at all. Shloka 549. Ahi Nirvayani Vayam Mukta Deha Stutishtati Itas Tatas Chalyamanaha Yatkintit Prana Vayuna. So the body of a jnani in this shloka is compared to a detached skin of a snake. You know, snake normally sheds its skin. So we know that at regular intervals, the snake will remove the skin. And you can see the skin exactly the same form, unbroken, uncut, exactly like the snake. Looks like the snake itself almost. So in Sanskrit, snake skin is called Ahir Nilvayani Vayani. Ahihi means snake. And Nilvayani means Twak. Twak means the skin. So Sarpa Twak is, you know, the skin of a snake. And this example actually also is given in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. It compares Jnani's body to the skin of a snake, which is detached from the snake. Sometimes it is removed and is nearby the snake. Or sometimes it may continue over the snake itself, even though it has shed it, it may still continue over it. Similarly, the body also, like the snake skin, I am Deham Muktva. Jnani has detached from Deha Abhimana or Deha Sambandha. I am Deham Muktva. He has detached himself. Or another example is, for example, is the coconut. When it becomes, you know, the coconut kernel becomes very dry, the copra, we call it copra. Then it has detached from the external shell. You can, you know, when you know, it will be totally separate from the shell of the coconut. So if you break the shell, nothing happens to the kernel inside. It is dry and is totally separate from the external shell. Similarly, here also, I am jnanihi ahir nirvayani iva. So this, like the snake skin, I am means this jnani, deham muktva tishtati. He has given up the deham, the body, which means the deha abhimanam. When he has given up the body means he has given the association with the body, the deha abhimana. Then what happens to the snake skin? The snake does not move it thereafter. It just a shed. Because it has been detached from the body, but it moves because the wind, the snake skin, even though it is not moved by the snake, but it moves by the wind, which is an external cause. Similarly, once a jnani has separated from the body, this body abhimana, this body no more belongs to him. He does not use his free will also to protect it. He has handed that to the Lord. The Lord here corresponds to the external wind, for example. And therefore, Lord maintains the pranavayu. And because of that pranavayu, the body continues. Therefore, he is not interested in preserving the body also. He does not have interest in destroying the body also, because he has no more association with the body, no more abhimana with the body. Therefore, pranavayuna chalyamanaha dehaha, that should be understood. So this body is moved about, that is taken to different places, not because of his free will. For him, there is no personal agenda at all. For this jnani, there is no personal agenda. It is determined by the wind of prana, or prarabdha, or God's will. We can call any of them. Therefore, itastataha, here and there, it is moved about. Chalyamanaha, it is taken. Yatkinjit pranavayuna, because of the prana. Prana here refers to the prarabdha akasha, we can call it. So, prarabdha. Shloka 515. Srotasa niyate daru daive naniyate dehaha yatakalopa muktishu. Here another example is given to show that the jnani's body, it is governed by prarabdha or God's will, and he does not have any personal interest at all. Of course, there is no hatred also to the body, we should understand. Here the example given is a log of wood which has fallen into a river. And this log of wood is carried to different places, not because of the will of the wood, but because of the flow of the stream. So, Srotasa Dharu Niyate. So, Srotasa Dharu Niyate. A log of wood is carried by the stream. Niyate. Dimno Natasthalam. Either up or down. When there is a wave, it goes up. When there is a depression, a whirlpool, it goes down. And it comes up again. So, Nimna means down. And Unnata means up. So, up and down, it is carried. This log of wood. This happens to old people also. When they are under the care of their children, for example. Some children, they are in other countries, foreign countries. There, if you, for example, in America, many parents come to America, the children are here. Here, they cannot go anywhere. It is almost like a house arrest, no driving. And the children are extremely busy. And the parents are stuck inside. Why? Shrotasa. Shrotasa means here what? The children. They take them. And there are many children, for example. One will say, it is not convenient for me to keep the parents now. So why don't you go to the other son and stay with him for some more time? Therefore, they go to another son's house. Or all the people may consider best is what? To send the parents to an old age home. That's a decent name actually. Senior citizens residence. Whatever it is. Society is good. So all those things. So no choice. A parent, they have to go. So you have a will of your own. Life will appear terrible. If you look upon it as prarabdha of the body, the stream is now children, and therefore where you are, whether it is in India, whether it is America, or in any part of the world, or in a flight, srotasa niyate dharu. Like that wood, piece of wood is taken up and down by the stream, same thing is happening in the life of an individual also. Similarly, daivena. Daivena means by daivam. Daivam means here prarabdham or God's will. Dehaha niyate. So, this is the, it will bring it to the all the upabhogas. Upabhoga means experience, pleasurable and painful experience. All of them, yata kalopa buktishu. All kinds of, various experiences, pleasure and painful experiences it will bring. Life will bring all of them. One can consider one setup as favorable, another setup as unfavorable. And when a time comes, you are presented to various setups. So many things can happen. Therefore, yatha kalam, according to the ripening time of prarabdha. So here kalam does not refer to the external objective time, the physical time that we are familiar with. Here kalam refers to the ripening of one's karma, prarabdha karma. So as the karma unfolds, the setup also unfolds. You find yourself in that setup. Better learn to accept this setup. It may be a hospital, it may be old age home, it may be any country, and that is the benefit of jnanam. Jnanam helps in accepting this setup. There is no point in resisting it. I may have to do things which I do not want to do. The children might have to be taken to schools. For example, the grandchildren, they may have to be fed. They have to be given this and that. I have already done this to my children. Now I am doing the same thing to my grandchildren. And in the setup, all the four children are working, for example. Husband also is working. Children are working. They cannot afford maybe a nanny. So best nanny in the home is mostly the mother parents. If you do not like it, it may appear miserable. See it as Devena Niyate Daruhu Yatha Kala Upabuktisho. So accept it, learn to accept it, and once you learn to accept it, the same thing can be made as something that you like. You may perhaps look forward to attending to your grandchildren, like to play with them. Because when the children also, when they get old, they are not going to come back to you anymore. So when they are young, when they want to come, let us accept it. It may be a glorified nanny work, but it's good. One has to accept it. Shloka 551. Prarabdha karma parikalpita vasanabhihi samsari vacharati buktishu mukta dehaha siddha swayam vasati sakshi vadatra tushnim chakrasya moolamiva kalpa vikalpa shunyaha. How to then accept the various situations that the body is forced to go through? Because prarabdha karma parikalpita vasanabhihi, because of various vasanas, the ripening vasanas, which are what? Prarabdha karma parikalpitam, which are brought about by prarabdha karma. So in short, prarabdha karmana, because of the ripening prarabdha karma, mukta dehaha charati, the body of a wise person, mukta dehaha, it moves about charati. If he is a sannyasi, the body moves about from one place to another, maybe from one ashrama to another, there also maybe one country to another, one place to another, also determined by prarabdha. You may call it establishing maybe institutions and all those things in so many other places. Going from one place to another place, giving discourses, giving lectures. There also what? Body has to move from one place to another. But wherever the devotees want you to come, they call you to today here, tomorrow another place. And if he is a grahastha, prarabdha is determined by whom? Not by disciples, but by relatives. So devotees are relatives, through someone or the other, body of a mukta is forced to travel, charati. And where does it travel? It travels towards favorable and unfavorable experiences. Buktishu, sukha dukkha bhogaha. So the body of the wise person moves about towards favorable and unfavorable situations. Like what? Samsarivathu. Like a body of an ignorant person, a samsari. Therefore, body's movement is common, whether the body belongs to a wise person, a jnani, or an ignorant person, an ajnani. Then what is the difference? Ignorant person looks upon it as a tragedy. Whereas a wise person, a jnani, he is able to stand aloof and look at the body objectively. So siddhaha. Siddhaha means a wise person. Sakshivat atra vasati. Stands aloof from his own body. and looks at his own body as one of the products in the creation. He is able to look at the body also, at his own body also as another product of creation. It has come out of the Panchabhutas, my own body. It has come out of Panchabhutas. Is it shaped by the Lord, meant to exhaust Prarabdha in this Janma? And that is why some jnanis, they do not use the word even I for the body. They use the word idu, idu in Tamil. In Malayalam, they had addeham or iddeham, this body, that body. Actually, the most Vedantic language actually it is idu, to call it this and that. So, deham refers to the body alone. This body is exhausting the prarabdha. So, sakshivat vasati. He remains like a sakshi. Sakshi, tushnim, without any complaints. He remains. Children are dragging me. Children are pushing me. Without saying that, body is going through prarabdha. That's what he says. So, atra, in all the situations. Sakshivat tushnim vasati siddhaha. Siddhaha means a jnani. He has no regret. He has no complaints also. Like what? Chakrasya moolam iva. Chakrasya moolam. Chakrasya moolam means the axle of a wheel. The wheel, you know, the axle, which is, the axle is stationary, which does not go around, whereas the wheel itself is moving. Only the wheel goes around, but not the axle. I am the axle. I am the Atma. And around me, the body chakra moves. But I myself am motionless. Chakrasya moolam iva. Like the motionless axle of a wheel. Chakrasya. Kalpa vikalpa shunyaha. Without any regrets. Kalpa vikalpa means sankalpa and vikalpa, which is judgment. And what judgment? Is it good or bad for me? Is it favorable or unfavorable for me? Whether to be or not to be, he does not care at all. As even the situation arises, without any judgment, without thinking of the pros and cons, without labeling whether it is good or bad. Otherwise, one can judge one's own children. I have done all those things for this son. He is sending me to such and such people, sending me to all old age home. He has no gratitude at all. All these regular complaints of most parents. I have done so much. How many sleepless nights to bring you up I have spent. All these headaches would not be there if a person is able to have such a point of view. My prarabdha is exhausted, maybe through my son or through my daughter or in-laws or neighbors or even government. So kalpa vikalpa shunyaha. Without any judgment, pros and cons, one has to learn to accept it. Shloka 552. Naivendriyani vishayeshu niyunktayesha naivapayunkta upadarshana lakshanastaha naivakriyapalamapisha deva apishadavekshate saha Swananda Sandra Rasapanam Sumatta Sumatta Chittaha. It's a long compound sentence. Here he says, Jnani is not seriously addicted to any sensory experiences also. As even the six sensory experiences come, he does not seriously classify them as favorable or unfavorable, and plan to retain only the favorable ones and avoid the unfavorable ones. He allows prarabdha to determine which experience should or should not be gone through. Therefore, he carefully avoids strong raga and dvesha, because he clearly knows strong raga dvesha alone, they cause problems. He may have certain preferences, all right, but no raga dvesha. We have to understand clearly, what is the difference between preference and raga dvesha? Preference means, if they are available, good. If they are not available also, okay. They are called non-binding raga dvesha, preferences. Therefore, he says, indriyani vishayeshu naiva niyunkte. He does not fix his sense organs to any sensory experience with any strong attachment. Niyunkte means direct or pickup. He does not seriously direct any sense organs towards any sense objects with strong attachment. So yesha naiva niyunkte. Niyunkte means in it, if they are available, he will go through that. If they are available, he will go through that. If not, if they are pleasurable, certainly he is not against it. Okay, if they are nice, he is not going to be against it. Certainly he will enjoy, but it is not worth serious addiction at all. He knows it very well. Which means he is not bothered when it goes away also, because he has no addiction to it, no specific interest. So when it is goes away also, he is not going to be bothered. He doesn't miss it. Agate swagatam kurvyat. So when it comes, he welcomes. Kachantam na nivarayet. When they come, welcome. And when they go, as Swamiji says, welcome and well go. It's gone, fine. Similarly, situations also. Similarly, naivapayumte. Nor does he forcibly try to get away from experiences also. When painful experience comes, it is to be exhausted as prarabdha. And therefore, when the pain comes, you can never try to get away from the pain. The only way is to see the pain itself as part and parcel of the life. And I do not resist. Non-resistant reduces the impact of pain. A resisted pain is more intense than a non-resistant pain. I am talking about emotional. If there is a physical pain or something, one can take some medicine and all, that's fine. And non-resistance comes through this awareness. Therefore, naivapayante. He does not forcibly reject it. He accepts them. And how is he able to accept it? Because he is able to remain as a witness of pain. Pain belongs to whom? Pain belongs to anatma. So, upadarshana lakshanastaha. Upadarshana lakshanam. That means sakshi. As a witness. Upadarshanam lakshanam yashya. Whose nature is witnessing. And saha. Saha remaining in that. So, remaining as a sakshi. As a witness. Remaining as a witness. Which means looking at the situation objectively. More objectively I look at it, less will be my resistance towards it. And lesser the resistance is, the lesser will be the impact of the pain. That this jnani does, he knows. So apayumte, getting a rejection. Na upayumte, he does not reject it, he does not resist it. Then what does he do? Naiva kriya palam api ishat avekshate. He does not. No, he does not do any karma seeing its palam. He doesn't engage in any karma looking at what the palam, what the benefit it is going to bring. Because he is busy exhausting karma palam. That's what he is doing. Where is the question of acquiring fresh karma palam? When prarabdha and sanchita karma he wants to give up. Where is the question of adding any new karma or agami karma? He is not interested in that at all. Therefore, Ishate api kriya palam naiva ikshate. He does not see or look for. Or we can give a philosophical meaning also. One meaning is, he does not look forward for fresh karma palam in the form of agami palam. And the second meaning is, even this prarabdha karma which is operative now, he does not see it at all. Because what is mithya? Mithya means it's not a prominent for a wise person. Whatever is mithya is as good as non-existent. And therefore, satya drishtya, mithya drishti is overpowered. When I look at from the point of view of atma, this mithya shariram doesn't exist. It is overpowered. So, kriya palam naiva ikshate. Remember actually the example we got? When the sun comes, the stars, they do exist. But they are not experienced by us, because the sun, even though the stars exist at the time when the sun comes, they are as good as non-existent. Similarly, he does not feel that thing at all. Because of what? because of the higher vision, because he is reveling in Atma Swarupam. And what is the higher vision? Swananda Sandra. So, Swananda Sandra Rasa Panam. He is drinking some other Ananda. He is drinking another Panam. Swanandaha, Atmanandaha. Swanandaha means Atmanandaha. And Rasa, Rasa means the juice. So, that too, it's not a diluted juice. It is a very concentrated. A diluted juice may not have any taste at all. But this is Sandra Rasa, thick juice of Atma Ananda he has taken. And therefore, Sumatta Chittaha, he is like drunk, Matta Chittaha. The positive sense actually, he is drunk means in the positive sense of drinking Atma Ananda. He is drunk and therefore he is absorbed in something much higher. So from a higher vision, the things can be dwarfed, all the other things, they can be dwarfed. Dwarfing of the samsara, that dukkham, that takes place from the height of Atma Jnanam. It is dwarfed, it is made insignificant. So, Sumatta Chittaha. Shloka 553. Lakshya Lakshya Gatim Taktyaktva Yastishtet Kevalatmana Shiva Eva Swayam Sakshat Ayam Brahma Viduttamaha. So, the Jnani is not overpowered by the present karma phalam, nor is he enamored by future possible karma phalam also. Lakshya alakshya gatihi. Karma phalam is twofold, drishta phalam and adrishta phalam. We all know all these things. I am just only going ahead with them. Punyam, papam, etc., they are all adrishta phalam or alakshyam, invisible. Swarga, they all come into that category. We don't see Swarga. Swarga palam is an adrishta palam. And lakshya means the visible karma palam, like money, wealth, sense pleasures, comforts, house, all that. So, both the visible and invisible karma palams, tyaktva, he gives up. Because for him, both of them are mithya karma palam only. And if he has to see them as mithya, he should look at it from the higher plane of satyam. Otherwise, from the worldly, practical point of view, it doesn't look mithya. From the waking state alone, dream is mithya. But from the dream state, dream is real. Dream is satyam. Therefore, Shankaracharya makes it very clear. Kevala atmana tishte. So, he remains as kevala atma. That is the asanga atma. And from the standpoint of asanga atma, all these karma palam are not worthy running after at all. Therefore, he is no more a jivaha, because jivaha is defined as one who has got satyatva buddhi in this world. He doesn't think of the world as mithya. He thinks it is satyam. And once that goes away, who is he? I am Brahma Viduttamaha. This person who is called a Jnani Brahmavit. And that too Uttamaha, great Brahmavit. And why do you say greatest Brahmavit? Because whether there are also greats in Brahmavit, great Brahmavit, greater Brahmavit, greatest Brahmavit. Actually, in Shastras they talk about Brahmavit, Brahmavit Varenyaha, Brahmavit Variyan, Brahmavit Varishtaha. So they have all these grades. The gradation is proportional to what? Proportional to the assimilation of this jnanam. Brahmavit Uttamaha means the one who has assimilated completely. And therefore, he need not struggle to remember Vedanta. It is automatically remembered when situations come. Such a person is called Uttamaha. So, anyone who has got spontaneous remembrance of Atma Swarupam, that person is called Brahmavit Uttamaha. So, if somebody has to remind me and tell, no, do not worry too much, you are supposed to be an Upanishadic student, Gita student, Viveka Chudamani student and all that. If you have to be reminded, then he is Brahmavit. He knows, but it is not spontaneous yet. Otherwise, Brahmavit Uttamaha, if this knowledge is spontaneous in him. Such a person is no more a Jivaha. I am Sakshat Shivaha Eva. He is Shiva only. He is Lord Shiva even though he is in human form. Gurur Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, Gurur Devo Maheshwaraha. I am Swayam Shivaha Eva. Therefore, O student, this is all the advice I give you. Never come down to the level of a Jiva. Be a Shiva all the time. That is why Shankaracharya, he wrote, Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaha, Dham Dakshina Murtaye Namaha. Such a Guru is Lord Dakshina Murti, Lord Shiva himself. That's why Acharya wrote in Dakshina Murti Stotram. Shloka 554. Jivanneva sada muktaha kritartho brahma vittamaha upadinashanat brahmaiva san brahma pyeti nirdvayam. So in this shloka, as per the previous shloka, the Acharya talked about the jivan mukti state of a jnani. And he asked the disciple to live the life and exhaust the prarabdha as a jivan mukta. Now from this shloka onwards, shloka 554, the teacher talks about Videha Mukti. So in the case of a jnani, Sanchita Karmas are destroyed. That is, all the accumulated unripened karmas of the past, they are all destroyed straight away by the power of jnanam. And a jnani does not acquire fresh karmas at all through his actions, because he does not have ahankara or abhimana. These are all straight fundamentals, so I am just only stating we have gone through earlier. So only when there is ahankara, there alone karma can come. And that is why animals do not acquire either punyam or papam. If a cow gives milk for temple abhishekam, for example, the cow does not get punyam, but it is the owner of the cow who can choose to give that milk or not. He alone can get punyam or papam. The pashu, the cow, it doesn't have abhimana, and therefore it does not get punyam or papam. Therefore, the next birth of an animal is not determined by the animal's actions in this present birth, but that is determined by the accumulated sanchita karmas which are unfructified, which are all there in the name of this animal. And jnani after jnanam, he is very much similar to this cow, because both of them are ahankara rahitaha. Both of them do not have ahankara. So jnani is also nirahankaraha. Animal also, the cow also is nirahankaraha. Therefore, the cow also does not get agami karma, and jnani also does not get agami karma. So agami is avoided. Sanchita is destroyed. Then what remains? Prarabdha karma alone remains. Which has started to fructify, that continues. And we do not know how much is the amount of prarabdha. Whether jnani or ajnani, both do not know the amount of prarabdha. Therefore, prarabdha being adrishtam, we do not know the duration of the present life. It may be a longer life or it can be a shorter life. And once the prarabdha karmas are exhausted, for a jnani, there is no karma at all. Whereas in the case of an ajnani, even though prarabdha karmas are exhausted, sanchita karmas are still there, unfructified. Even for animals, sanchita karmas are there. But in the case of a jnani, sanchita is burned, agami is avoided, prarabdha is exhausted. These are all fundamental concepts. And therefore, at the time of jnani's death, all the three bodies, they will dissolve, because it is karma which retains the jiva as a crystallized individual. The continuation of the three shariras as an individual, the crystallization that is caused by the karma glue that keeps them together and keeps the individuality. Once the karmas are destroyed, then the sthula shariram, sukshma shariram and karana shariram, all three are destroyed. In the case of an ajnani, at the time of death, only the sthula shariram goes away. both the Sukshma Shariram and the Karana Shariram, they continue. And so an Ajnani is Sadehaha. Before death and after death. Before death also he had the body. After death also he will continue to have the body. Not the Stula Shariram, but the Sukshma Shariram and the Karana Shariram. Only difference is before death, three bodies were there. After death, two bodies are there. So Deha Trayavan before death and Deha Dvayavan after death. Dvaya means two. So these two Sharirams, they are also only temporary. Again he will become Deha Trayavan when he is born again, takes another Stula Shariram. So an Ajnani will be dangling between Deha Trayavan and Deha Dvayavan status. An Ajnani never becomes Videhaha. Whether before death or after death, he never becomes Videhaha. Whereas in the case of a Jnani, after the exhaustion of Prarabdha, he becomes free from Stula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram and Karana Shariram, and therefore he is called Videha Muktaha. That is said here, Brahma Vittamaha, Jivan Yeva Muktaha. So a Brahma Jnani, actually superlative different degree is Vittamaha. That is superlative degree is used to indicate that he does not have ajnanam at all. He does not have any doubt. He does not have any viparita bhavana. All habitual problems are because he is a jnani. And ajnana samshaya viparya rahita jnani. He is jivan yeva muktaha. He is free even while alive. When he was alive itself, he is muktaha. And what time he is liberated? Sada muktaha. Always, whether it is prarabdha punyam that is fructifying or prarabdha papam that is fructifying, doesn't matter. He accepts all the experiences and therefore he does not have any samsara because they are all driven by prarabdha. And therefore only kritartha. Kritartha means the one who has accomplished all the four purusharthas. Artha means purusharthaha and kritaha means accomplished. That is, you know, to all the one who has accomplished dharma, artha, kama and moksha. All the four purusharthas. How do we say that he has accomplished all the four purusharthas? Because jnanam can give only moksha purusharta. Nowhere it is said jnanam will give money, artha or jnana will give kama, sense pleasures. No. How do we say then all the purusharthas are accomplished? Because all the other three purusharthas, being finite in nature, they are all included in moksha purusharta, which is infinite. So the first three are finite goals, dharma, artha and kama. The fourth, moksha, is infinite, which includes all the finite goals also. So he does not have any more goals to accomplish and he lives the life of a jivan muktaha. And then what happens? When prarabdha is exhausted, upadhi nashate, upadhi means the sharira trayam, nashaha means destruction. So when the three bodies are resolved, destroyed because of what? Prarabdha avasana kale, which was called actually in the Mundaka Upanishad, parantakalaha. Te brahma lokeshu para antakale paramridat parimuchyanti sarve. Actually, it's a Mundaka Vakyam. So, Jnani's death is called final death. All of the tests also, we think is final. Death is final. No. Because an Ajnani's death is not final death. Because he is going to be reborn. That means he will be re-dead also. If he is going to be reborn, he will be re-dead. Wherever there is rebirth, there is going to be re-death also. For an Ajnani, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, that cycle continues. His death is not final death. An intermediary death only, which will be enacted again and again as long as he is an Ajnani. But in the case of a Jnani, what happens? It is para antakalaha. So antima maranam, that is a final death. Therefore, what happens? Brahmapyeti, he becomes one with Brahman. So, nirdvayam, which is non-dual, where jivatma, paramatma, bheda is not there anymore. In such a Brahman, nirdvayam, nirdvayam is an adjective to Brahman, nirdvayam brahma apyeti. Apyeti means he merges into. Okay, then this can also create a small doubt, a small detail. If you say Jnani merges into Brahman after death, then what about before death? He merges with Brahman after death, means before death, what did he do? It will appear as though he was away from Brahman before death. This confusion may come. Therefore, the Acharya says, Brahmaiva san. He is one with Brahman even while living. So, being one with Brahman even while living, he becomes one with Brahman after death also. It is like what? Like the space. The part space merging with the total space. If you really analyze the phenomenon, part space merging into total space is what? Is only a verbal expression. There is no physical event of part space merging into total space. Why? Because part space was never away from the total space at any time. It was never away because space can never be divided. If part space is divided by the walls of the part and it is taken away, you can again merge. But in the case of space, it being indivisible, previously also part space was one with total space. After the destruction of the part also, part space is one with total space. The total only difference is what? Before the destruction of part, in our mind, there was a seeming separation. And after the destruction of the part, the seeming separation is gone. That is the only difference. Real separation was never there at any time. Similarly, Jivan Mukta is seemingly away from Brahman, and this seeming separation is also not there in the case of Videha Muktaha. Therefore, Brahmaiva San, Brahma Pyeti. Actually, that is the Upanishadic expression which Shankaracharya quotes. It's also from the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad that comes. So, Brahmaiva San, Brahma Pyeti, that's what Acharya uses. We will stop maybe here. Yo Vedadav Swaraprakto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakritilinasya Parasamaheshwaraha Sri Krishna Arpanamastu Narayana.